We're now joined by the head coach of the Milan Lady Wildcats softball team, Nathan Dodson. Ran into a pretty good Gallatin team on Tuesday night. And as we know, and we talked about this last week with Coach, pretty young softball team. There's talent on that Milan team, but they got a lot of freshmen, a lot of inexperience on the team that they just have to kind of, yeah, it is what it is. You kind of build your way through it. And I've said this with you before, Coach, and with a lot of coaches, the only way you get in, you go from inexperience to experience is by playing. So that's where the girls are right now, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we did a lot of things nice the other night, and, tip your hat to your opponent. They did everything that they needed to do to come out and beat us. We played really well defensively for three innings, and, after that, we had trouble getting third outs and getting out of innings. But, overall, fundamentally, we did some really nice things defensively and at the plate. The physical side of things, we were pretty good, just going out and executing what we were able to. But we had a couple mental breakdowns with two outs, and you're going to see that with young teams just trying to get out of innings. Even with a great freshman pitcher on the mound, she definitely came away with some things that she can work on from a mental standpoint. And even physically, commanding her fastball early in the count. When you get down, it's hard to to keep locating that fastball and trusting your stuff and hitting spots. So she left a couple across the plate, getting down in counts, and we had a couple balls fly over the fence on her the other night. But just a couple things that we can work on mentally and really just take care of some issues. Overall, the score wasn't quite as bad as a 1-12 ball game. It was a lot better than what it looked on the scoreboard. We had five errors and we had three walks, and those always score, and they did score. And so, but you take those away and correct a few things mentally, and it's a 4-1 ball game, and then mentally you're in the game, So definitely a lot of great things that we can take away. We had some good at-bats. We had actually had 8 hits against a really good young pitcher and the Baker girl from Gallatin. And, we just couldn't capitalize. We hit some great balls. We just hit right at people at times, so. We definitely had opportunities to score, had a young base-running mistake in the first inning where we ran into the third out, and just some great things that we can take away, and at the same time, some things that we can correct, more of a classroom session type deal than anything, and just experience getting out there and playing again will be great for us tonight.
Yeah, how much does it help your group, Coach, just to get that first game out of the way and get some of those jitters out of the way for the rest of the season?
Well, you like to think you take care of that stuff in the jamboree, but with a young team, they were jittery out of the gate, coming out and taking infield. We didn't look the greatest taking infield, and I took them all out and I sat them down and calmed them down for a minute, and I explained to them. I said you didn't look very good warming up, but that tells me that you care, and that tells me that you're putting a lot of pressure on yourself. And as a coach, it's a good sign and a bad sign. You know they're making the mistakes because they're trying as hard as they can for you. And at the same time, that they can't press. So that's kind of what I explained to them. In this game, it's a failure sport. You're going to make mistakes, but you can't press the issue. You just got to let the game come to you. It's obvious that you want to go out and compete and do well, but we just got to settle down and find our groove and get some reps and get some game experience, stuff that you can't necessarily cover in a practice, when you're not scrimmaging against another line on the opposite side. So you try to clear some of those cobwebs out in the jamboree, and I think we did a good job of that. We did a good job of establishing some confidence there. But in an in-game situation over the course of 7 innings, you run into some things that you need to work on and that you necessarily don't really get that type of rep, that pressure rep, in a practice.
You kind of hit the nail on the head there with Gallatin, Coach. I kind of feel like when I'm looking at the conference every year, Trenton is what they've been for 15 years, which is very, very strong, always a threat to make a postseason run, it seems like. Putnam County has the tradition that they catch your attention immediately. And I almost feel like Gallatin's that team that is always above average. They're always good. They seem like they roll through there with about same last names all the time, so it's probably little sisters of the girls graduated 5 years ago. And they're tough to beat. They're always deep.
Yeah, they're really deep, and they've got a pretty big squad. And I think they lost a couple, but they always replace. And they had a couple kids that came in the other night, some freshman girls that did an outstanding job for for Coach Ray over there. He does an excellent job coaching, man. And you got to tip your hat to him. They're always prepared. They're always ready. And they took advantage of some young rookie mistakes that we made. They were very aggressive on the bases. They got us caught in some bunt coverages that we executed, and then we would forget to execute three plays down the road. And, you can't take a pinch away from it against teams like that are experienced. And one thing about their youth versus our youth is that they've played a lot of softball. She's got a lot of kids that travel in the summertime, and they've played a lot of high-energy, high-pressure games and situations. And on our side of it, with the exception of Cadence on the mound, we really don't have a lot of kids that get out and travel and see a whole lot of competitive softball in the summer. I mean, we do our best job to replicate those kind of things, those situations, with what we do in the summertime. But, if you're not traveling every weekend and you're not playing 30 or 40 games this summer, it takes a long time to develop those freshmen and get them used to in-game and high-pressure situations.
So, Putnam County coach, excellent game over at Trenton the other night. Trenton scored three runs. Had a miscue, kind of opened up floodgates a little bit. Other than that, Sammy Bradshaw shut down a really potent Trenton offense. But your girls are really familiar with Putnam County. So as far as the scouting report, you're going to know them like they know you.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen each other a lot over the years. Coach Fitz over there does an outstanding job. And they're always a team that's going to be aggressive on the bases. They're going to put the ball in play, and they're going to put the ball in play often. They're going to do it for power, and then they're going to test you with their short game. They've got two kids that can switch hit and hit lefty and go switch hitter on or hit lefty from the other side, obviously. and at the same time, they can slap. So those kids that get to the left side of the plate and can kind of knock the ball just about anywhere they want and find your weak spot on the infield or even punch it over your head. They can do a good job of that, and we kind of know what to expect. We know the Bradshaw girl did an outstanding job of keeping a very great group, a decorated group, and the Trenton girls that keeping them kind of in check at the bat at the plate. Holding them to three runs is a huge accomplishment, and I think I said in our interview last week I thought that ball game was going to be the conference championship and the first night of conference play. Those two groups are going to be really tough to beat this year, and we're looking forward to the challenge really tonight of just going up against one of the best in our area and one of the best in our conference, and we look forward to measuring ourselves in that aspect of it. When you get to play the best early in the season, you really get to look at yourself down the road and kind of see where you've come and where you have the potential to get to. So. But we're looking forward to it. Our kids are going to come out and battle, and we're just going to try to improve every time we step on the field and try to compete. And when you do that, when you continue to improve each night you step on the field and just keep trying to compete out there, you're going to find yourself maybe in a good situation towards the end of the ball game. So hopefully we're able to do that tonight. Hopefully we're able to come out and play a little bit more relaxed than we did the other night. And I just look for us to continue to grow from a mental standpoint and from an experience standpoint as well, and just knowledge of the game.
You got a game with Polo coming up next Tuesday at your place, and obviously it's a long holiday weekend with Labor Day on Monday. Will you get a lot of practice in between now and then, Coach?
We'll see how tonight goes, and we'll kind of take it from there. Tomorrow night we'll have a better measuring stick of getting back on the field, as long as the rain holds off where we can get on our infield. And kind of work on some things that we see tonight and even some of the takeaways still that we had against Gallatin the other night. You just continue to get reps in and preach fundamentals and practice fundamentals. And, we'll try to get one in on Monday as well. From where we go at that time period, it just kind of depends on what happens tonight and what we need to work on and where we feel like we're at, looking at Polo on Tuesday night, and maybe some of the things that they do as I get an opportunity maybe to scout them a little bit here over the next couple days and see what we're up against, and we'll kind of game plan from there.
Yeah, it should be a good matchup, that Polo-Milan ball game. As far as the rain goes, Coach, I think Trenton got maybe 1.5 to 2 inches of rain. I think Milan was up to 3. I saw some 3 to 4, and it really poured over there on Tuesday. How did your field do with all that rain?
Actually handled it fairly decent. Anytime you get that amount of rainfall that quick and we haven't had any rain. As dry as the ground is, it just ran off, you know. So as far as our field conditions were concerned, we got through the fifth inning of that of our game on a Tuesday night and had to call it as that storm was moving in. I ended up with myself 3.5 inches of rain in the rain gauge at home here in town. And, you know, as hard as the wind was blowing, it's worth telling we may have had even more than that. But, you know, with the runoff, we did have we've got some field repairs we're going to have to make and get that kind of squared away before Polo comes over on Tuesday. But, you know, we need the rain, and we're thankful for any bit of it that we can get.
Absolutely. At some point, the ground just kind of soaks it up. And if we're talking about a softball field, though, you got some dirt turned into mud at some point, too, so. Got to just dry it out.
Yeah. We ended up getting the surface worked out pretty good, and we'll try to do some repairs over the weekend and get some holes filled so we're ready to go Tuesday night.
Hey, enjoy the football game at home on Friday night, Coach, and the Labor Day weekend. We'll catch up with you again before the Princeton game next Thursday.
Hey, you do the same, Tom. We appreciate all the coverage. Thanks a lot.